Tuesday, April 19th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University released the third installment of its American Worldview Inventory last week. This study shows that parents of preteens who claim to be Christians, their worldview perspective is really no different than those parents of preteens that have no Christian commitment. In a statement, George Barna, the director of research at the Cultural Research Center, warned of the impact that parents' embrace of a scrambled philosophy of life that does not reflect authentic biblical Christianity has on their children. When children are exposed to teaching through words or action, whether formal or informal, that they are contradictory, they naturally conclude that the Christian faith is inherently contradictory and therefore may not be what they're seeking as a life philosophy, says Barna.
Tom, we have given some attention to this now third installment of the Arizona Christian University initiative on these surveys, and this one is very revealing. Now, we're at a 10-minute podcast, and we can't do a recitation of all of the percentages. It would probably be somewhat confusing because it is in depth. But I think we can do a distillation that stands obvious. Here's what has been manifested. Preteen children have a confused and contradictory lifestyle when measured against any profile of a somewhat consistent Christian world and life view. What it has exposed is the reason why the parents of these preteens have a contradictory world and life view. In other words, they profess Christ to raise their children as Christians, but absent is a resulting outcome in the life of their preteen children that would indicate any sense of consistency in terms of a Christian world and life view. From the issue of marriage to the issue of sexuality to the issue of gender to the issue of family, any and every measurement falls short of any sense of effectiveness in terms of the training of these children to communicate to them a consistent Christian world and life view. What I'm going to leave off, are these parents truly believers or not? And are these children, have they been converted or not? I'm just going to treat the data as the data. Here's what is clear. There is no sense of effectiveness in developing a consistent Christian world and life view in the lives of the children. And the survey, with great clarity, affirms the same thing is true in the parents. Now, in other words, parenting works. Contradictory parenting produces contradictions in the life of children. Tom, it's like I talk about leadership. Leadership works. Good leadership, good results. Bad leadership, bad results. And when you're doing parenting, you're never going to be perfect. But when you are intentionally and consistent, that begins to show up in the lives of the children in the preteens, which is usually followed by a season of kicking the traces, and that is followed by a return to what has been instilled into their life. But what we have here in these preteens is not a consistent response. Then when you do the analysis of the parents, you begin to find out why. A lot of people say, you know, I want my children to be children of faith. I understand what you're saying. But as a Christian, you don't want your children simply to be children of faith, because now begs the next question, what faith? What faith have they received? Train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Christian parents want to communicate not simply a life of faith. Everybody lives a life of faith. It takes unbelievable faith to be an atheist. But what you want to communicate is the Christian faith. As the New Testament writer affirms, the faith that's once and for all been delivered to the saints, or the faith that you see in the life of Timothy, where Paul says, continue in the things you have learned, and knowing from whom you have learned them from childhood. He had a Christian mother and a grandmother, Lois and Eunice, that worked in his life, instructed him, and then early on in his Christian life, the Apostle Paul discipled them. Well, you want to continue to learn, but you can't continue to learn until you start to learn, and the place you start to learn is in the Christian family. You can't commit to what you don't know. The families have to make decisions to communicate a consistent Christian world and life view to their children, beginning with evangelism, that you're born a sinner, helpless and hopeless, but Jesus Christ has loved you and given himself for you. And if you will turn and from your sin and put your trust in Christ alone, you can have eternal life that begins with a new life where the old passes away and the new has now come. And here is the new life, and that's called discipleship. But parents can't disciple their children, which, by the way, is what good parenting is, evangelism and discipleship. Parents can't disciple their children unless they are being discipled. And that is what came through in this survey that was painfully obvious. The parents have a selective world and life view. Christianity is brought into the world and life view when convenient or when helpful or when necessary to get control of the children's behavior. But in terms of the parental decisions of life, there is a lack of consistency. They treat life as an a la carte menu, and over here is a selection called Christianity that I will select certain elements at certain times to bring into my life and to bring into my family. There's an absence of commitment to Christ, intentionality of commitment to the Word of God, of intentionality of committing all of life to the glory of God, and it's showing up in the life of the child.
Harry, one would think that there might be confusion on secondary and tertiary issues. But Harry, many of these so-called Christian parents, there's great confusion on issues such as Jesus living a sinless life on earth. When you die and go to heaven, you're only there because of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confusion over the Holy Spirit. Confusion over God created the earth.
Tom, here's what became obvious. It's not just in the quote-unquote hot-button issues that are being debated in the public square, like gender, sexuality, marriage, family. It's on the essentials of Christianity, this absence of basic Christian knowledge being astonishingly absent in the lives of these parents. I have to trace that back to what they're hearing or what they're choosing to hear. But if they're in churches that profess to be evangelical, this should not be true, because a pulpit ministry ought to be a ministry of expositional preaching of the Word of God. And when you expound the Word of God, then the God of the Word, who He is and what He's done as Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, will be obvious and will be presented to those that are listening. And it should show up in the parents' compendium of knowledge that they're now trying to communicate to their children. Here's our walk away today. Number one, your children are basically going to end up where you are. Now, the question is where are you? Not are you a person of faith, but actually, what is your faith? What do you believe? And do you know what you believe concerning who God is, concerning the Bible, concerning the gospel, concerning the life of Christ, concerning the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, the second coming of Christ? That is dependent upon what church you're in and who are your teachers. That's why Jesus said, pay close attention what you listen to and who you listen to. Are you engaged? If you've chosen a church that's faithful to Christ and His Word, are you showing up? The Christian life is to show up, to eat up, and to stand up. You can't stand up to the world if you can't stand up and raise your children. And you can't stand up until you eat up. You've got to devour hunger and thirst for God's Word. And you can't eat up unless you're going to a church where the pulpit ministry, the Sunday school ministry, the small group ministry is going to bring to you by the Spirit of God, the Word of God, to the glory of God, so that you can know the grace of God and then raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the God of glory and grace.
One of the greatest joys in the Christian life is raising a Christian family. Pastor Reeder's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12-sermon series album, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to Briarwood.org/7essentials. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.